Let's talk about why the war in Ukraine is causing a global food crisis. Ukraine is one of the world's biggest exporters of grain, essentials like wheat and corn. But right now, around 20 million tons of grain are stuck there. And that's causing serious problems in parts of the world that depend on that supply, like the Middle East and Africa.
Food shortage is not just real, but it's pushing people to the brink of starvation.
There is a real risk that multiple famines will be declared in 2022, and 2023 could be even worse.
So why is all that grain stuck? How is it affecting the rest of the world? And what's being done to try to solve the problem? Ukraine is a huge country with a lot of really fertile farmland. In normal times, it grows enough to feed 400 million people a year. That makes Ukraine a major player in global food markets. For example, it's the fifth biggest exporter of wheat in the world. More than 60% of Lebanon's wheat imports come from Ukraine. In Somalia, it's almost 50%. And in Tunisia, it's more than
36.
Ukraine used to export around 6 million tons of grain every month. Almost all of that got shipped out through its big seaports, which provided a direct route to the Middle East and Africa. But the war has changed everything. Russia has blockaded the Ukrainian coastline. It's taken control of some of the ports, and it's bombed others, while the Ukrainians have planted mines in the sea as a defense. So those major ports in places like Odessa and Mykolaiv can't ship anything in or out. It's just too dangerous. And because nothing's moving, there's a huge pileup of grain which is causing even more problems. The storage silos are full. There's no space for this year's harvest, which is happening now, and farmers aren't getting paid.
У нас сейчас в этом складі лежить 2100 тонн пшениці продовольственной. Продать ми її не можемо.
If we cannot sell, we are not bringing money back home and we don't have cash to produce next season's crop.
So with Ukraine's sea routes off the table right now, people have been trying to find alternatives to get the grain out. Some of it's being rerouted to ports in Poland or Romania, taken by train or truck, or through smaller Ukrainian ports on the Danube River.
Danube ports were unprepared, they were tiny, they were never supposed to ship that much of grain out of the country.
And that's just one issue. There are other big practical challenges, like finding enough trucks and drivers, the high cost of fuel, and the fact that Ukraine's railway tracks are wider than in most of Europe, so they have to unload and reload the trains at the border.
It's really the maritime shipping that is key. I mean, it used to handle 90% of the Ukrainian commodity export, and that cannot be compensated by other means of transport.
And we can see that in the numbers. Ukraine's gone from exporting 6 million tons of grain every month to just 200,000 in March, and it managed to export about 1 million last month. A bit better, but still a drastic drop compared to before. A drop that people around the world are feeling.
To keep the ports closed, as the harvest season is now coming in Ukraine in July and August, it means a declaration of war on global food security.
So what's being done to try to open those ports? Well, short of ending the war itself, the main option people are talking about is creating a safe sea corridor to allow the grain out, possibly enforced by another country or the UN. Turkey has been trying to get the negotiations going, but both Russia and Ukraine would need to agree on the terms. And let's face it, we're talking about two countries at war. So of course, both sides don't trust each other.
Якщо созріла київська власть, ми будемо тільки раді співпрацювати.
Прогресу поки що немає. Бо поки не знайдений реальний інструмент, щоб гарантувати, що Росія не атакує їх знову.
Adding to the distrust is the issue of stolen grain. Ukraine accuses Russia of taking its grain from the areas it occupies and then selling it to other countries, something that Russia denies.
Turkey recently seized a Russian ship suspected of carrying stolen grain, but released it a few days later.
Ukraine and its Western allies are putting pressure on countries not to buy any Ukrainian grain that's shipped out by Russia. But when supplies are short and prices are sky high, this leaves many countries with very hard choices.
The Africans, in the assessment, it is a choice between expressing solidarity with Ukraine on one hand and, you know, risking the almost imminent starvation of their populations. And when it comes to that choice, I think Africans are going to pursue a path that is going to ensure they get the food supplies. Food is a basic need, and you don't moralize when you're starving.
There are so many ripple effects from the war, but it's hard to overstate just how big the impact of this grain crisis really is. It's not just about shortages. It's also about prices everywhere going up because of the disruption to the global food markets. You've also got the rising price of fertilizer and fuel. And then there's climate change. Right now, long droughts are affecting food production in places like East Africa and South America.
This crisis is not happening in a vacuum. So the world is already dealing with the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, and that means that has had a massive economic fallout. We have a situation where governments are tapped out, incomes are depressed, and so we were already in a difficult situation.
And Russia's invasion of Ukraine has only made it all worse. In case you missed it, check out our recent episode all about the Russian President Vladimir Putin. We've linked it here.